Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast coming at you for the night shift. Tonight we're going to be talking about doubling your business. How that came about was this week I'm starting my new rounds and I notice, you know, we talk about goals and all stuff in the beginning and I notice a lot of people are kind of saying their goals. You know, I don't know. I think my goal, I have a realistic goal, which is smaller, and then I have a big audacious goal, coach. And I'm like, okay, well, what's a big audacious goal? And a few of them have said, I really want to double my business. And it just kind of resonates with me. I was there, you know, years and years ago. I remember 18 years ago, I was in sales and had, you know, a small order count. And I remember thinking like, I really want to double my business. And then I did. And, you know, a year later, let's say, and I was like, gosh, I really want to double my business. And it just became a part of my vocabulary and my growth model was like, I want to double everything to me. If you want to double, then you're doubling up your efforts. So let's say right now you're calling 10 people a day, start calling 20. You're calling for a half an hour a day, start calling for an hour. You're calling on offices for 45 minutes, start calling them for 2 hours. You know, you're reading one book a month, read two books a month. Like all of a sudden your effort equates to the doubling. And then you start to see a shift. I'm calling five people for follow-up, call 10. So all of a sudden it starts to really click. The truth of the matter is doubling is this conscious decision to get a bit uncomfortable, to create a shift, and to most importantly have this willingness to say, what does it take to really have exponential growth? And it's that piece right there. I think that's my click is the willingness. I coach people all the time and I say, where are you at? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to grow? And depending on their answer, it kind of depends on my answer back. You know, I had someone the other day said, I want to double. I don't care what it is. I'm going to do it. I go, great. Then you need to be calling, prospecting 2 hours a day, picking up the phone, executing phone calls, no ands, ifs, buts, no excuses, no drama, no interruptions, no distractions, no squirrel, no shiny object. You're going to get in the zone and pick up the phone and just call, right? Or just in that 2 hours, you can do some texting, you can do some emailing, you know, you can get out there in a different communication love languages, like I like to call it. But yeah, that's the magic. And here's just a few little things that kind of pop into my brain when I think of the word double. And the reason why is I found that I'm always in this place and space of like, how do I double? How do I grow? How do I evolve? How do I do more? Where's the exponential growth and how do I get there? Number one, it was, and I say this, I've said this in another podcast, but I mean it, is giving yourself permission to make a mistake, giving yourself permission to work late one night, giving yourself permission to maybe work on a weekend, giving yourself permission to, you know, get a little bit uncomfortable. And what I mean by give yourself permission is literally say to yourself, it's okay. I want you to go for it. And whatever that looks like or whatever that comes with, I support you. Go. You make a mistake, who gives a shit? It's okay. You know, go do the best you can, but it's giving yourself permission to double and what it takes to do that. Number two is to double your business. In my belief system is you do need a miracle morning. You do need to have a regiment in your world, you know, whether it be some self-love pieces, some business pieces. You do need to really kind of create a check-in where your life isn't always revolved around everybody else and doing for everybody else, that there's actually great attention to yourself and make that a routine. Make it an untouchable morning. And I have a podcast that's called that, just so you can get a little color on it. You might want to check it out. And with that one, I would also say the time blocking piece. To really double, you've got to be in control of your day and be in a state of awareness all day long with the things that you're saying yes to, the things that you're saying no to, what you wrote down in your day planner, what you're staying committed to, you know, using your tools and showing up for whatever it is that's on your time block that you had committed to will help you double. Number three, it's coming up for me, is doing the work. The hard, crappy, shitty, daunting, painful, I'd rather watch paint dry than do this, that, and the other, you know, the stuff, the work, the rolling up your sleeves, the risk of being rejected, the, you know, getting out there, putting yourself out there, being vulnerable, you know, getting on social media, you know, the whole thing. You got to do the work. That's really where the double comes from. You know, I can tell the sales executives that are a little bit more lackadaisical and kind of easy breezy and business kind of comes in, and I see the killers. You know, it's like, you got to identify who are you in this, you know? And if you can say, I'm going to do the work, as hard as it is, as painful as it is, I'm going to do it. It's kind of like working out at the gym. We can all go to the gym, you know, and get on the treadmill. We can work out 3.0, 3.5. But what if you hired a trainer? You know what I mean? Someone's standing by your side. They're just pushing, pushing, pushing. You know, you're at 5.5, 6.0, 6.5, and you're running and you're hauling. Your result is different by a mile. So you want to double your results in the gym or double your results in business. It's that same type of push and effort. You know, it's doing the hard stuff. It's doing the work. Number four, I would say part of doubling is staying in your lane. I think so many people get out of their lane and think negative thoughts, get out of their lane, get obsessed with what their competitors are doing, get out of their lane and get, you know, down on themselves because their numbers dipped or, you know, something happened to one of their accounts or whatever. You got to stay in your lane. What I mean by that is, if anybody is in a lane and they're trying to win, and like if you're in a pool and in a race, there's a finish line there, you know, or in your lane, if you're running, there's a finish line there. What is your finish line? Your finish line doesn't mean it's the same as the guy next to you. And what does it matter? I always say, if you're growing, what does it matter what's going on with them or what their market share is or what their business is if your paycheck's growing? Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Number five, another way to really double in your business is you got to know your numbers. You got to know where you're at and where you want to be. This goes for anybody. It goes for sales executives, real estate agents, lenders, owners. It doesn't matter what business you're in. At the end of the day, you need to know what is coming in on average and where do you need to be and what is the difference? Because that difference talks to you about the percentage and increase of what you need to do to get there. Okay. And it's not working 80 million hours a week. It's not that. I definitely want a coach working smarter, not harder, but it's being strategic. And it is, I mean, yes, some of it is hard, but I'm just saying you could work smart in this. And part of the smart comes with number five, and that's know your numbers, understand the data, understand the roadmap to get there. Okay. It could be asking people, interviewing people, being a sponge, hiring a coach, talking to somebody who's already there. It's really all that, and mapping it out, because knowing the game plan, you're halfway there. Executing it, you're gonna get there. That's the bottom line. So tonight on my night shift, it was all about talking about how to double up your numbers. I hope you got a nugget or two out of that. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. I have mad love for my listeners out there. Thanks you guys so much. I have big audacious goals that I want to hit in my numbers and my downloads. Thank you for being a part of that success with me. I appreciate it so much. It means the world. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I would love to connect with you. Reach out. Ask me about my coaching programs. I've got something for everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. DJ, kick us off something. It is the night shift, so give us some kind of slow jams there. Have a great evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in.